Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The New York State Attorney General says Donald Trump may have to pay more than $450 million to reimburse the state for his repeated business fraud, NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports.
A judge ordered Trump to pay over $350 million, but New York Attorney General Letitia James says all in, including his co-defendants and with interest, that could rise to nearly $500 million. Judge Arthur Engoron says New York law means even if there are no victims and no one relied on Trump's false financial statements, Trump is still liable for all the money he made by repeatedly lying to investors about the value of his assets. Trump is appealing the ruling, but he'll still be required to come up with a plan to pay all the money. The ruling comes just 3 weeks after Trump was ordered to pay some $83 million to writer E. Jean Carroll for defamation, and little more than a month before a criminal trial in New York City. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
The wife of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny spoke at a security conference in Germany today. As NPR's Rob Schmitz reports, her speech came after the Kremlin announced that her husband had died in a Russian prison camp.
In an unscheduled appearance following an event featuring U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, Yulia Navalnaya said she wanted Russian President Vladimir Putin and everyone around him to know that they will be punished for what they have done to Russia and to her family. She said they would be brought to justice and that this day would come soon. Through an interpreter, she then addressed world leaders in attendance.
We should come together and we should fight against this evil. We should fight this horrific regime in Russia today.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Navalnaya after she spoke to express his condolences. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says he'll not make a bid for the White House. NPR's Elena Moore reports that the decision follows months of speculation over whether the centrist Democrat would run as a third-party candidate.
In remarks at West Virginia University, Manchin said he, quote, will not be involved in a presidential run. After more than two terms as a Democrat representing a largely red state, Manchin is also choosing not to run for re-election in the U.S. Senate. He made that decision last fall and has been weighing his next steps since. He's been on a listening tour with his organization, Americans Together, and has appeared with the group No Labels, which is exploring a third-party ticket. Manchin did not endorse a candidate in his announcement, raising questions about whether the outgoing senator would eventually back President Biden. Elena Moore, NPR News.
It was a rare losing week for Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% today after a report on wholesale inflation came in higher than expected. The Dow fell 0.4%, while the Nasdaq was down 0.8%. It was just the second losing week in the past 4 months. You're listening to NPR News. The United Auto Workers Union is threatening a strike for next weekend at Ford's largest and most profitable factory. The union says almost 9,000 workers at the Kentucky truck plant in Louisville will walk out if a dispute over language in the local contract is not resolved. The plant makes heavy-duty F-Series pickup trucks along with some SUVs. Officials in New York say the state is protecting a vast area of wilderness in the Adirondack Mountains that was made famous by the American philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson. NPR's Brian Mann says the deal will protect more than 14,000 acres of lakes, rivers, and forests from developments.
Ralph Waldo Emerson actually wasn't much of an outdoorsman, but in 1858, he braved a trip to the wilderness in northern New York with other famous artists and thinkers. The gathering on the shore of a pristine lake came to be known as the Philosopher's Camp. Here's environmental activist Bill McKibben speaking to NPR during a visit to the site in 2015.
What we come here to remember is this particular spark of intellectual energy.
State officials say the price tag of this deal with the Nature Conservancy is roughly $9 million. It will prevent all future development at the site of Emerson's camp, the nearby lake, and along a 10-mile stretch of the Wild Racket River. Brian Mann, NPR News, in New York's Adirondack Mountains.
Authorities in Colorado have issued an arrest warrant for a former funeral home owner who they say kept a dead woman's body in a hearse for 2 years. The body was found at a residence where police also found the cremated remains of at least 30 people. The discovery earlier this month led to a court-ordered eviction for 33-year-old Miles Harford, who owned Apollo Funeral and Cremation Services. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.